So thinking about the whole of the 20th century for a moment, and then zeroing in on that which has happened a bit more recently, I think I'd ca characterize things in this sort of way. The first half of the 20th century saw a realization on the part of many, many church leaders that there was something wrong in the heart of Christendom. In other words, Christendom was somehow cracked or broken and needed to be repaired. And if you look at the history of the first half of the 20th century, all across Europe, there were these huge efforts being made by church leaders to repair the damage, to try and put the pieces back together again. And when you look at the 1950s then, you can forgive church leaders for thinking, do you know what, we've succeeded. Because you see this return to family values, return to traditional values, a new kind of conservatism, the growth of the church in attendance in many, many places, and church leaders were inclined to think, thank goodness for that, the emergency's over. We've managed to put things back to the way they should be. And then came the 1960s. And that's when churches first began to realize what had actually been going on underneath the surface. And far from the crack being mended, actually the fracture was now so deep that church and culture go their separate ways. So the 60s mark that moment when church and culture march in opposite directions. So then the question comes for the church, can we survive at all? And I think the answer that has come in the 30 years, 1970s, 80s, 90s, is something like this. Yes, we can survive. It will be different. It's going to be in an evangelical, Pentecostal, charismatic frame that we can survive. But yes, we can survive. But now comes the more critical question since the year 2000. Not can we survive, but can we re-engage with the culture in such a way that we can actually recast the narrative so that a Christian worldview, a Christian way of thinking about things, becomes the most creative and energizing reality all across the Western world. And I think that's the great missionary challenge that we're involved in. And it is the big question that we've yet to answer. Can we do it?